Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry, and last week in the spring election, in the East Side Madison District, Alder Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford faced a challenger, who is a small business owner, Ryan Coughlin. And despite suspending her campaign, voters reelected her by more than 200 votes. I don't know of another time of this happening. Maybe it's happened before, but I thought this story was very interesting. And so Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford joins us now on the phone. How are you doing today, Alderman?
I'm well. I'm still waiting for somebody to come out and say April Fools, you know?
Yeah. So you had served. So you were elected in spring of 2023 and you served one term, correct?
Correct.
And did you like being an Alder?
Yes. I mean, it's always a mixed bag, any job you get, right?
Yeah, of course.
I loved being an Alder. I love the ability to serve people and really make a difference in people's lives. Like, that is what I love.
And so you initially decided to run for reelection and then announced that you were suspending it. Was it a really hard decision to suspend your campaign?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, like, we get into this to do good things for people and continue working for, you know, to improve our community. And looking at what my, you know, early part of this year was going to look like, I just realized that I would not have the ability to really run an effective campaign with some impending surgeries. And, you know, I'm still planning needing to move in a few months. And this district is one of the most expensive in the city. So,
because you're on the east side of Madison, so if you can give a little bit more geographical, what part of it's District 15, right?
Correct, District 15. So it's part of Sassy neighborhood, which is near the Shanks Corner where Barrymore is. So I'm a
Got
block
it.
From that, and I have Eastmoreland neighborhood, Lake Edge, Worthington, Darbo, and Glendale, and that goes all the way to almost butts up to Monona.
Okay.
Yeah, so a pretty wide swath with differing needs for each community.
So did you suspend your campaign just thinking that there was too much going on in your own life and thinking that Coughlin like a pretty competitive, like, did you see him as a pretty good candidate that you're like, I feel confident endorsing, because you did endorse him, right?
Yes, I did. He and I have worked together. He was the president of the Sassy Neighborhood Association, Shank Atwood, Starkweather, Atwood Neighborhood Association. And we had a conversation. I made sure our priorities were pretty close in alignment. So I endorsed him, dropped out of the race mid-January, and did nothing.
You did nothing.
Serve my community. Nothing for a campaign. Nothing.
But
I think I had 4 yard signs up in the district.
Wow. So, but like we learned with RFK in the fall, RFK Jr. in the fall, your name was still in the ballot because you had not died, and so legally there was no way to take your name off of the ballot. And here we are. So, what was your reaction when you found out that you had won?
I had gone to support some friends who had contested races, and all of a sudden one of my colleagues was like, you won? And I'm like, you've got to be joking. And I just assumed that Ryan would be able to take over the seat, and found that that was not the case. So, and yeah, let's talk about being on the ballot and the only way to get off is being dead. And I was like, that was not an idea I wanted to give anyone in my district.
So were you when you found out, I mean, besides the initial surprise, were you conflicted as far as whether or not you wanted to accept another term?
I was conflicted about what it would look like for me and my own moral character. So I had to delve in deep and see what I thought was right. And that was the confliction. I wanted to make sure that I was not doing anything that was contrary to my moral compass. And after looking at it and talking to a lot of people, knowing that Ryan would automatically get put into the seat, I thought it was prudent to accept, and I definitely don't want to leave my district unrepresented for an extended period of time. So,
Because that is an interesting thing that I read, right? Is so that it's not just because since you won the race, even if you don't accept the winning it, what is the process? What would have been the process had you decided not to accept the results?
yeah, so after they would certify me and I could resign upon certification. And then the process would look like the executive committee for the council would put out a call for resumes and applications, and then that body would deliberate and bring that to the council to choose who they wished to serve
So
in
it's
that
basically
seat.
like a job application and they hire someone.
Fully, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So I
Yeah.
guess now that you're going to serve another term, what are you looking forward to tackling as far as improvements in Madison?
Well, I have some projects that I've been working on, a community initiative to help find some emergency shelter for individuals fleeing intimate partner violence. So I'm looking forward to continuing that work with the community leaders to see if we can sort that out. And I've got some initiatives that would improve affordable housing and missing middle housing and home ownership for people. So I'm really looking forward to ushering those in and, supporting the trans community at every way I can during this wild turn in history.
Absolutely. Well, like I
Yeah.
said, I mean, have you heard of anything like this happening prior?
I have
I
not.
have not either. This was a great story. Maybe not for Coughlin, but for you.
I know. Bless his heart. He's such a nice guy. Gosh, I'm honored. Like, to be a trans person and have people vote for you without you being, running a campaign is incredible. And the fact that I've not heard of anything like this happening
Yeah.
before is pretty wild. So I am still waiting for someone to be like, joking.
Well, I think it probably speaks to how well you did represent your district in your first term as far as what you mean to that community. So, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for joining us today, Dina.
It's a pleasure. Always lovely to hang out with y'all.
Absolutely. She is Alder Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford, who just won despite suspending her campaign by 200 votes in her re-election campaign last week for the Madison City Council. All right, we'll do this, and then there's more. Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry. Guess what's happening this weekend?
Ooh, I don't know.
The Milwaukee Tattoo Festival.
Is it okay? I've been wanting to go. Do you have?
Really?
Yes, I want to get a tattoo so bad. This year is on like my bucket list, and it's just been pushed back a lot. And
You
I'm
don't
like,
have any tattoos
I
now.
have no tattoos now.
Okay.
Piercings, but no tattoos.
Okay. So yeah, so it's more than 200 tattoo artists are going to show their skills at the Milwaukee Tattoo Festival. This is going to happen at the Baird Center. It's from noon to 10 p.m. Today starts today. So today, it's 11, and then today, yeah. So today was noon to 10 p.m. Tomorrow's 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday. And then tickets are 30, 65, 30 or $65, 30 for a day, 65 for the weekend. And kids 12 or younger are free.
Oh wow. I wonder if they like
So I don't know if the kids are getting tattoos or just if you're
No.
bringing your kid to check it out. It reminded me of, have you ever been to like a party or a wedding reception that has a tattoo artist?
Like an actual tattoo? Oh
Mm-hmm.
no, I have not.
So the first time I ever saw this was a friend's very wealthy friend's wedding in Illinois. And so they had their wedding, then they had the reception, and then they had the after party. And at the after party, they had a mechanical bull.
Oh my gosh.
Which no one, because by the after party, certainly no one was staying on that thing for more than 2 seconds. Yeah. But they also had a tattoo artist, which again,
Wow.
being fairly inebriated, like post 11 p.m. at an all, an open bar
Yeah.
situation, I can't remember how many people actually ended up getting tattoos there, but people, I was considering it. My brother was also at the wedding. He did not, not that he didn't let me, but he strongly discouraged me from doing it. So I decided, because I also didn't know what I would want. Yeah. But then I was at Third Space Brewing last summer for my birthday. And I forgot what event they were having that day, but they had a tattoo artist there and you could only pick from like four different predetermined tattoos, which to me feels like, oh, I don't want the same tattoo with someone else.
That's true.
And so that's what I wonder for the tattoo fest. Like if you show up, do you come with what you want?
I looked it up and I was like, never mind. All the artists were not like the ones that I wanted my tattoo to look like. So I just said, never mind. But I think it's kind of half and half to my knowledge.
Okay. What would you get?
I want to get a, like a Taurus symbol on my wrist here. Okay. And then there's my grandma, my late grandma had like a signature. So I was going to get that tattooed at some point too.
I like that. Yeah. I like both of those. But yeah, I was curious as far as how much you kind of have to, you can come up and say, this is what I want. Because some of these tattoos, especially if you're getting like a sleeve or anything with the, take hours. And so it's interesting to me to go to a festival. Maybe I'll go just to check. Well, I don't really have time this weekend, but but just if, as far as, I don't know, tattoos feel like kind of an intimate thing to get.
Right.
And to get them in the middle of the Baird Center
with
like hundreds of, or maybe thousands of people just like walking by being like, hey, cool.
I think it's also like workshop or just like window shop your favorite tattoo artist. You can go see them out later. But this, like, they come back like every quarter or something like that. And then you can just say, oh, this guy's from Texas. When I go to Texas next time, I'll fly out and get my tattoo from him.
I have one tattoo. I have one tattoo on my foot. Mm-hmm. It's a compass rose that I drew in high school. This is the most embarrassed. This is maybe one of the most embarrassing stories about me that I will share. I don't think I've ever shared this on air.
Mm-mm.
So it's a compass rose that I drew. And at this point, when I drew it, I was already in California. So I had moved to California. I was doing the acting thing. And I wanted the west to be facing like towards my toes.
Right.
So like go west, young man. And because I had gone west to go pursue acting. And it is. The west is forward. Years later, not like immediately, like years later after I had transferred, I just quit acting. I was in college. A friend of mine, her boyfriend, looked at my foot when I was wearing sandals one day and he goes, it's backwards.
Stop it.
Backwards tattoo. He had flipped it. So where north is should be on the opposite side of west, man. Facing that direction. All right. ABC News and local headlines are next. Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry, and we were talking about tattoos before, and I embarrassingly admitted my backwards tattoo. But I also feel like it kind of fits me and some of my clumsiness of not always perfectly paying attention to the details on things. But I do, I agree. Someone from the 414 texted in and says, once you've had a couple of tattoos, you keep wanting more. And that's kind of the big surprise to me is that I never got another one. I have a secret Pinterest board that has all of the tattoos I ever thought I might get. And whenever I look back, I'm like, yeah, I'm happy I didn't get that one. It was a little on the nose.
Would you and Mike ever get a matching tattoo?
Oh, a matching tattoo? I don't know. He has a divorce tattoo.
Nice.
So he has one that he got because he's this, I'm his second wife. And it says, live a great story, which is a good message, except it's like a lifestyle brand. So he got the idea because he went on Yacht Week post-divorce, and one of the flags on one of the boats was the lifestyle brand, like, that's called Live a Great Story, and he just really liked the message, and so that's the tattoo that he got. And so in both of our vows, which we surprised each other with, we made references to our backwards and our silly tattoos, which I thought was pretty funny.
I love that.
Yeah, so, but it is almost time to play the game. So if you feel like you've been paying attention to the news this week, this is your time to shine because this is a news trivia, news this week. Most of them are multiple choice, so not too hard, I hope. But get that finger ready to dial 855-616-1620, the WTMJ, Siting Unlimited, talk and text line. But first, up and down goes the market, a mammoth comeback for the Bucks, a tragedy in the Hudson River, and more. It's the Week in Review brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
What we do here is go back, 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 back.
a headline grabbed my attention here during the news break. Stocks gyrate wildly on third day of market mayhem.
Please keep your hands and arms inside the train.
Investors bracing for another sell-off on Wall Street.
We've gone from a record high in the stock market to a market that's down double digits.
What's going to happen with the market, I can't tell you.
When the billionaires and the CEOs are worried about where the economy's going, the rest of us should be really worried.
I know what the hell I'm doing.
These countries are calling us kissing my ass. Please, please, sir, make a deal.
What we saw yesterday in the stock market was tremendous volatility.
Hopefully, the market's trying to approximate a bottom.
President Trump says this is a great time to buy on social media, and investors seem to agree.
First of all, it's a stunning reversal.
All-time record day, and hopefully it continues. I think it should.
Beijing announced a new round of retaliation to Trump's tariffs on them.
Trump has now increased tariffs on China from 104% to 125%.
He thinks it's a game. He almost thinks it's fun.
Gyrate wildly.
Condon secures it, and Florida found a way from 12 down to the school's third national championship in men's basketball.
Y todo terminado! Houston, you have a problem!
Houston, we have a problem.
The strange case of Justice Michael Gableman.
Gableman has agreed to surrender his law license.
It all started really, in our context, with the investigation, air quoting that, into the 2020 election. Why was this allowed to happen?
This is what happens when you don't have character or backbone, and instead you get pressured by your so-called supporters.
Don't call it a comeback!
Is down a lane, jets the defender, and sends it down on a ferocious one-hand slam. AJ fires up a transition three, and he drills it. The Bucks have officially re-entered the conversation. It's on the deck, picked up by Trent. Feeds it ahead. Porter's behind the back. He stuffs it down. A monster come from behind win from Milwaukee. They come from 24 down. What a game.
The homicide case against Nikita Kassab took another step forward in Waukesha County Court.
The BMO bank card was used at various gas stations from Iowa all the way through to Wyoming.
A former warden at Waupun Correctional agrees to plead to misconduct.
Halverson's 1-0 pitch is a fly ball deep center field, back to the track. Bye-bye, baseball, Christian Yelich. 17-2, the Brewers dominate the Rockies.
Boat race.
Boat race.
Boat race.
Absolutely boat race.
We had a little bit of breaking news that I have just been told. Wisconsin Democrats chair Ben Wickler has stepped down.
He'll serve out the remainder of his term and then step down after a predecessor is named at the state party convention in June.
The man accused of impregnating and abducting a teen from Beaver Dam is waiving extradition.
40-year-old Gary Day is being held in Sarpy County, Nebraska after being found with 17-year-old Sophia Franklin last Thursday.
We are recognizing a law that includes victims more. It's called Marcy's Law. The fifth anniversary Wisconsin has had this in effect. Jessica Strand, director of Victim and Witness Services for the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office.
Victims now have the right to speak when requested at proceedings.
A growing line of grieving relatives, desperate for answers, gathering outside what's left of the Jet Set nightclub. The man points at the roof, saying something fell. Within seconds, the collapse and screams as the video goes dark.
All right, so this is confirmed. We got a helicopter and a what?
A helicopter went down closer to the New Jersey side of the Hudson River.
As I could see it from the Staten Island Ferry, there were a lot of flashing lights on the river itself.
All six victims have been removed from the water.
What are we, gang?
Houston!
Gyrate wildly.
It wasn't like moose.
Trash!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
That is the Week in Review, brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And if you didn't get enough of a review there, we are going to review some trivia questions based off of the news this week. So if you would like to play for your chance to win the WTMJ prize pack worth lots of money, so much money, call now. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ, talk and text line 855-616-1620. Give us a call. You'll play. Let's see how much you were paying attention this week. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ, talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll take callers 3 and 4. Be nice to Rhea, as always. And so here we go. Let's play a game when we come back.
Let's play a game.
Come on down!
How fun!
I'm ready!
Pick me, pick me, pick me!
Put on your thinking caps, it's time for the Ha Ha Friday Funtime Grandiloquent Game Show! Put your hands together and welcome your quizmasters,
Kristen Bry.
Let's play.
Indeed, indeed, it is that time before we check out for the weekend to play a little game. And I came up with this one today based on the news. A lot happened this week. A lot happened in sports. A lot happened in the market. A lot happened in politics. So I thought it might be a fun way to end the week to see how closely some of our listeners were paying attention. So let's find out who is going to play today. Kathy from Saukville. How you doing today, Kathy?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing great. Ready for the weekend? Ready to do some cleanup tomorrow with Tori Lowe? But yeah, what do you do in Saukville?
I'm retired.
Nice.
Yes.
Lovely, yeah. So you have a lot of time to follow the news.
I do. I hope so.
We'll find out. We will certainly find out. All right, let's see how Thomas is doing. Thomas in West Bend, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I am also well. And so what do you do in West Bend?
It's the fastener engineer once again.
Ah, yes, once again. We love hearing from you, Thomas. All right, so I have come up with a handful of questions based off of news headlines from this week. As always, we will go back and forth, and the first one to five, or when time runs out, will be the winner. So, ladies go first. Kathy, let's start with you. So a bioscience company this week said it brought back what animal from extinction? Was it the mammoth, the dire wolf, the snow bear, or the woolly mouse?
The dire wolf.
Got it. Dire wolf. So yes, Colossal Biosciences said it modified the gray wolf genome based on the knowledge gleaned from ancient dire wolf DNA. So then they created embryos. So there's a little, some people are saying this isn't really true de-extinction, but that's what they claimed. So, all right, Kathy, you are on the board. All right, Thomas, fill in the blanks. This week, President Trump said he would, quote, end the Obama-Biden war on blank and make America's blank great again. Is it coal mining and electricity, non-fluoridated water and IQ, shower pressure and showers, or literacy programs and libraries?
Easy. Final answer, showers.
Yes, indeed. Yes. According to the executive order issued Wednesday, the president wants to end the Obama-Biden war on water pressure and make America's showers great again. All right. Back to Kathy. Which Wisconsin political leader stepped down this week? Brian Schimming, Ben Wickler, Sarah Godlewski, or Paul Farrow?
Paul Farrell.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, it was Ben Wickler. It was breaking news yesterday that he has stepped down and will not seek re-election. All right. Thomas, your chance to take the lead. How many goals did Alex Ovechkin need to break Wayne Gretzky's NHL scoring record? Was it 785, 956, 8,000, or 895?
895.
Got it. All right, 2-1. Kathy, which American literary classic turned 100 this week? Was it Moby Dick, The Road, The Great Gatsby, or Huckleberry Finn?
Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, no, it was Great Gatsby. All right, Thomas, a judge ordered the Trump administration to allow what news agency to return to the White House? Is it Reuters, Associated Press, The New York Times, or Al Jazeera?
I'll guess Al Jazeera.
No, it was actually Associated Press. All right. Still 2-1, Kathy. What much-anticipated video game event has been delayed due to tariffs? Is it the release of The Sims 5, the opening of a Minecraft movie, pre-ordering for Nintendo Switch 2, or the announcement of Sony PlayStation 6?
Nintendo Switch 2.
Got it. All right, 2-2. All right. All right, Thomas, spell tariff.
Pardon?
Can you spell the word tariff? Because people have been spelling it wrong this week, so we're going to see if you can spell it.
T-A-R-I-F-F.
Got it. Some people have been adding an extra R in there, so we just wanted to make sure. All right, 3-2. Kathy, the Masters have begun. What golfer is trying to defend his title? Is it John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Hideki Mayusama, or Bubba Watson?
Scottie Scheffler.
Got it. All right. Wow, we're getting close. It's 3-3. Thomas, March Madness wrapped up. Who won the men's and women's tournaments respectively? Was it Florida and UConn, Florida and South Carolina, Houston, South Carolina, Houston and UConn?
Florida and UConn.
Got it. All right. 4-3. All right, Kathy. Which NBA coach was fired this week despite having his team firmly in position to make the playoffs? Is it Doc Rivers with the Bucks, Tyronn Lue with the Clippers, Tom Thibodeau with the Knicks, or Michael Malone with the Nuggets?
Michael Malone.
Oh, wow. There you go. Fall in the NBA. Oh, it's tied. All right. So this is what we're going to do. This one's kind of a hard one. So I'm going to say it. Say your name, and whoever says their name first, I will let you answer. And if you get it, you win. Otherwise, the other person has a chance to steal. All right. So the Nintendo of America president shares the name of which Nintendo character? Is it Zelda, Mario, Bowser, or Kirby?
Thomas. Mario.
No. Mario. No, it's not. Kathy, do you have another guess?
Kirby?
Oh, no, it's Bowser. It's Doug Bowser. All right, we got to... we're going to have you both be winners. You know what? I'm in a good mood. WTJ.
All right,
you both stay on the line. Rhea will get your information, and have a great weekend, and thanks for listening and playing.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back to wrap things up after this. I believe it's time for me to fly. Indeed. Again, congrats to Kathy and Thomas, who did really well on the news trivia game. But yes, we are getting out of here. Wisconsin's Afternoon News is coming up next. But thank you to everyone who listened this week. We are going to have a little teaser. We're going to have an announcement on Monday. You maybe have observed some changes that have been happening, so we can finally talk about it on Monday. So stay tuned. Come back for that. But first, we're going to hand it over to John and Julia for Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Have a great weekend.